Morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat on Monday morning, the final week of OTAs prior to the, I guess you call it a long summer break, but it's not really that long. You blink and it's over, and then we're back at training camp. But this is the final 3 days, Monday, Tuesday. They're off Wednesday for some reason, and then back Thursday, and then they're done. I would suspect one of these days will probably be a team building activity or some nonsense, but I also suspect there won't be a ton of veteran participation. But that means lots of reps for the young guys. So hopefully we get lots of headlines about young guys working and doing the thing. What's up, Big B? Big B is about to be put to sleep. Big B, Godspeed, man. We'll see you on the other side. Good luck. Sandy, good morning. How are you? Good morning from Baltimore. What's up, Joshua? Good morning from New York City. Good day from London. Hello, Dale. Hope things are well on your side of the pond. B-Town. Thanks for the super chat. Mr. Nagler, you are a complicated fella. You are not lying. I love this idea that Mark Murphy quoting Ted Thompson, calling Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella, is somehow some great offense. Man, I'd rather be called a complicated fella than a simpleton. But hey, man, if you need to get outraged about something, have at it. Of course, Twitter melted down this weekend because of that. Meanwhile, Cheese TV just put out a t-shirt with complicated fella on it. Go look for that in the shop. Vince Dallas, thanks for the super chat. What was Rodgers' contract rank amongst QBs when he took over for Brett? I know it wasn't cap crushing. I think Love may get the same deal, but not too pricey. I mean, there were very different circumstances and or places in the history of the league. I mean, Jordan Love's contract at the moment is completely guaranteed and was slotted because of his draft position, though it was a bit of massaging because he plays quarterback. But yeah, Rodgers, I believe, if I remember right, had like seven starts or something, six starts, and then they gave him a new deal. So he was on his rookie deal, and then after a handful of starts, not even half a season, I don't think, if I remember right, it was off the top of my head, they gave him a new contract, which was much more in line with being a starter. So yeah, it wasn't cap crushing. No, not at all. And at the moment, you know, Jordan Love is on his rookie deal. He's got two more years after this one, and the Packers have a fifth-year option, which is something that wasn't afforded, that, you know, wasn't in the CBA when Rodgers was drafted. So, very different circumstances. What else we got? I can't help but feel two things. One, 12 is back for training camp. Two, the D will be playing fast and hard. Blake, from your Facebook comment to the football god's ears, I hope you're right on both counts. Hola from Mexico. What's up, Matt? Hola from New York City. Hope you're doing well. Complicated fellas are people too. You damn right, man. You remember, it's all about the people. Packers beat writers seem to usually be the people to start the drama with their loose reporting. Mimi? What's Mimi? I very much disagree. Packers beat reporters were all over this Aaron Rodgers drama way before Adam Schefter dropped that bomb on draft weekend. Jason Wilde, Rob Domofsky, Matt Schneidman were all rattling the saber on this, not being able to report what Schefter reported, undoubtedly because they weren't given the full story, but they were certainly given stuff to make them kind of color things in their reporting. I mean, sometimes if you're a reporter and you know the idea of something, or you're around the story, but you don't have the story lockstep 100%, you don't have two sources, then you can't report it. That doesn't mean you don't know something. You're reporting at least from a place of intelligence and information. I very much disagree with that categorization of the Packers beat. That's just me. Do you mean you don't think Mark Murphy's comments are outrageous blasphemy? Colby, no, I don't. I think they were dumb, given the modern media landscape we find ourselves in. Murphy's greatest weakness is his inability to just shut the hell up, especially a week after he just wrote, "The less both sides say, the better." Then just don't reference him at all in a public setting. But Murphy can't help himself. Go back to Matt LaFleur's introductory press conference, where you've got Mark Murphy, Matt LaFleur, and Brian Gutekunst all on stage at that table. Murphy talks for like 40 minutes before we hear from anyone else. He just can't shut the hell up. Mark, just shut the hell up. Let the people back behind the scenes do their jobs that you are not making any easier with any kind of reference to Aaron Rodgers publicly. This is my public service announcement to you. Murphy has no self-awareness. Correct. 1,000% correct. Nags, you school the beat writers, every presser. That is also incorrect. I don't school anybody. I just ask questions that probably aren't asked by other people because I'm not having to produce the same kind of content. That is where I am very lucky. One of the reasons I left the beat. I wanted to do the kind of content and produce the stuff that I wanted to produce. I didn't want to be beholden to having to write and produce certain kinds of things, which is what, you know, if you're beholden to Gannett or ESPN or whoever, you've got to come up with stuff that meets a certain criteria. I don't need to do that. I can ask literally whatever the hell I want. So, again, I don't school anybody. I'm just a little different. Brian, thanks for the super chat. Wonder how much Mike McCarthy and Goody drink during, or Mark Murphy and Goody drink during. Well, we know Goody's got a beer fridge. Hope it's well stocked. I agree. Mark Murphy needs to learn to keep his fucking mouth shut. Duct tape is amazing. Joan, I don't think we need to go quite that far, but if things get bad, maybe. Loose lips sink ships, not win them. Doesn't Mark know that? Well, I think he's learning. Maybe. Who knows? With some of 12 best friends like Big Dog and others feeling so close to a Super Bowl and thinking he's their best shot, how do I think they'll feel about a possible letdown with sitting out? That's a great question, and it's one I very much plan on asking the guys if Aaron doesn't report. But I don't speak for them. I can't speak for them. I mean, I can only guess, but I'd much rather wait and hear from them directly if we indeed go down that path. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Go with the best 11. Easy for Funches to say as he's number 11. Well done. Well done, Jeff. Well done. I saw the Cheesehead TV article saying it's time to extend MVS. You think it'll happen this offseason? Justin, yes, the great article from Mark, our contributor across the pond, London Bureau of Cheesehead TV. I think there's a chance. There is a pecking order. They got to get 12 done before they do much anything else significantly. But I think there's a distinct possibility. Now, it also takes two to tango. MVS may be sitting there going, you know what? I'm just going to play another year, put up some good numbers again and hit the open market and make a boatload of money. So I do think they will have discussions. We'll see if they go anywhere. But yes, I think there's a good chance. Up next on ESPN's 30 for 30, Murphy's Law. Thank you, James. Thank you for the super chat. Very nice. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. How I read this situation, Rodgers asked for something. We offered it and Rodgers put us on hold since. Now Mark Murphy is playing victim. I don't know about that. It's clear from Rob's reporting that Rodgers' team did ask for a contract adjustment and or extension almost immediately after the season, saying, hey, look, MVP, now can pony up, make these things guaranteed and keep me around and don't be keeping your options open so that you can trade me when you're ready to go to Jordan. And the Packers apparently said, nah, we're going to keep our options open. And that's what made things go nuclear. And I don't know if Mark's playing victim so much as just not knowing when to shut the hell up in front of a open microphone. Pay MVS in Bitcoin. Nice. Did the Packers front office not alter their culture to match the current game? QBs play longer due to the pro-friendly offensive rules. Yeah, I can't really say with any kind of definitiveness without talking to Brian about it. I mean, I have no idea. But yeah, I mean, do quarterbacks quote unquote play longer? Yes, in a very rare sense. I mean, you've got Tom Brady, who's still ticking and defying father time. You've got Aaron Rodgers saying he plans on playing that long or at least into his mid-40s. But then you've got, Drew Brees breaking down. You've got Brett Favre hitting the wall at 40. You know, I think it takes a very special kind of guy, a complicated fella, if you will, to make it past 40. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. The Last Dance 2, Packers edition, book it. I guess it's a possibility, but it becomes real tricky when you look at Rodgers' contract. I don't know. We'll see. And if he for that to happen, Rodgers would have to basically acquiesce to the idea of one last run, and then I'm probably going to get traded next year. And I just don't know how to square that, because I can't imagine he would ever agree to that. I don't know. We'll see. I want it to happen, but we'll see. Fred, thanks for the super chat. Can we start the Murphy has dementia fake news? Now, let's be nice. Let's be nice. No. Hey, he's got to retire in a few years anyway. Jim, thanks for the super chat. I take comfort in knowing Corey's in Green Bay. Banky taking her easy for all us sinners. Jim. Yeah, he's out there making gardening TikToks while the rest of the world is melting down about Aaron Rodgers and Mark Murphy. God bless Corey. Rodgers is the third oldest QB in the league, and after this season could be the oldest. I mean, if Brady were to retire. That's the whole point of the Jordan Love selection, right? Getting out ahead of it, taking a QB when you don't need one. Smart in and of itself in a vacuum. Don't think the Packers calculated just how personally Rodgers was going to take it and the vindictive nature of their franchise quarterback. Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat. Might PJ Tucker compete for Sternberger's roster spot? Could see Tucker as a terror on special teams. I saw a stretch of his defense against Durant the other day. That's hot stuff, man. I like him. I also like him in the corner. He's like double dribble come to life. Anybody under the age of 40 doesn't understand that reference. But oh, and I got your emails, man. Let me think on it. I love the idea, but a lot of ball game left. What else? Too many damn irons in the fire and the power structure of football operations. I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, it's Mark. Mark has inserted himself, and now it's Mark on Mark to fix it. I mean, before you could say, yes, it all stopped with the general manager, but now they just bumped it up one. It all starts and stops with Mark. And he's done some great things. He hired Gutekunst. He hired LaFleur. They've won a ton of games. Like, there are good things he's done, even off the field. If you talk about guiding them through the pandemic, dealing with the social unrest last summer, you know, he's building and expanding Titletown. He's done some very good things for the franchise. But his biggest weakness is not knowing when to shut the hell up. And that does not lend itself well to this Rodgers situation. Eric, thanks for the super chat. I've heard the name Ed Policy, who would take over for Murphy. Do you think 12 would want Murphy gone sooner for him if his problem is with Murphy? I mean, I can't speak to any kind of, you know, authority on that. But I know Ed Policy is greatly admired within the organization, both on the football side and on the business side. I have no idea if the players even ever think about that. Maybe Rodgers does because of his dealings. He's at such a high level, face of the franchise, etc. But I don't know. I mean, we've heard rumblings now that he wanted Elliott Wolf over Brian Gutekunst, even though that's something I never heard while that process was playing out. But it's possible that he has a preference, and maybe that is a demand that he says, I want Murphy gone, I want Ed in. Who knows? Is it possible? Yeah, but I have no idea without hearing it from 12. TKM, thanks for the super chat. Did you see, hear Andrew Brandt's comments on Pat McAfee? Thoughts, Pappies? I did hear Andrew's comments, and they were about what I expected him to say. You know, Andrew likes to cite the fact that he was there for 10 years, and it's true. It was a very different environment when Andrew was there. But I do think most of his reading on this situation has been correct and pretty spot on. But yeah, I didn't hear anything surprising or new. The Packer model by nature has its flaws, but I still believe it's better than having a Jerry Jones owner. I very much agree, Robin. That's the thing. Everybody caught up in this 30,000... Well, not 30,000 foot view, this day by day, minute by minute Twitter ecosphere needs to just step back, man. Take a breath. I mean, overall, yes, it is much preferable to have the Packers situated and built the way they are, especially given where they are as the smallest franchise in the league and in sports in general, over having a single owner. There's no question. But in this day and age, we are so emotionally gripped by every headline, by every tweet. We seem to want whatever's on the other side of the fence. Do I think the plan is for Clark to transition to three tech full time? Seems like Goody has been trying to get somebody else at nose tackle for years. Kenny, I do think they want a bigger body there to absorb a lot of the double teams, what have you. I don't know about 3-tech full time. I do know we talked to Kenny on the draft show, and he is point blank stated they're going to be moving him around a lot more. At least they want to, if Slayton, whoever, can hold up. I wouldn't be surprised if he's at 3-tech. I wouldn't surprise if we see him at end and or outside linebacker on some plays. Not a lot, just like as a kind of a mix up, throw you for a loop kind of thing. But, you know, obviously he's not Aaron Donald, but if you look at how the Rams used Aaron Donald as far as lining him up all over the front, I think we'll see something similar with Kenny. So yes, I do think he'll be 3-tech, and I do think Brian has been trying to find the big body, so to speak, you know, whether it's Snacks, whether it's now drafting Slayton. Hopefully Slayton is a player and allows him to move around. I'm loving Adrian Amos this whole saga. Walter, you and me both, man. He has no filter. He's going to tell it like it is. He's going to tell however he views it, feels about it. There's no guesswork there. Very much appreciated. Rodgers letting down his guys on the team. I've been frustrated with front office too, but come on. I mean, who knows, man? Who knows what private conversations they've had? Who knows what, you know, road they've walked down together behind the scenes? We don't know. I mean, I can't say anything about that until A, it actually happens, because I'm still of the opinion that he shows up for camp. And B, if it does transpire, I want to hear from those guys. I want to hear from a Bakhtiari. I want to hear from a Kenny Clark. I want to hear from an Aaron Jones. And most of all, I want to hear from a big dog. But, you know, there every possibility. And I know they've all said, like, oh, no, you know, nothing's been said. Nothing was told to me, blah, blah, blah. I just want to hear it if it happens, if they feel that way. Because if they don't, then I'm fine. But if they feel betrayed, then I'm going to be fucking pissed. That's pretty simple. James, thanks for the super chat. Okay, rare serious one. Ooh, get my chin whisker wagon going on. Packers official socials recent posts make me think they feel Rodgers will sit. Do you think the love would eat at 12? No. No, I think he's going to make this decision, and then whatever it is, he'll be fine with it. I don't think anything, if 12 were to sit and Love were to explode onto the scene, like all of a sudden he's the hot new thing that first month in camp and or even the season. I think once Aaron makes his decision, if he hasn't made it already, he may have. You know, I think he'll be fine with it. There's no man with a greater intestinal fortitude on this earth than Aaron Rodgers. I don't think praise for Jordan Love is going to eat away at him in any way. Chris, thanks for the super chat. We need a Cheesehead TV Complicated Fella t-shirt. It dropped this morning, Chris. Check out my Twitter. You're welcome. Brandy, time to move on from Josh Jackson. It's getting close. It's getting close. We'll see. This is the last year of his deal. He's cheap labor at this point. You keep him around until you absolutely decide that there's nothing to be salvaged there. And it is a new scheme. We'll see how they use him. So, but it's getting close. It's close to midnight on the Josh Jackson clock, no doubt. Dawson, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Mark Murphy, the bald safety, let his play do the talking. Wow, what a blast from the past. Mark Murphy, the safety from the 80s. That's what I love to hear. That's some old school reference right there. I'm just here for the summer of love. Well, Kevin, you might get it. We'll see. You might just get it. What's the word on the new linebacker? Thomas, sure sounds like his contract indicates he'll definitely be on the 53. With about $1 million signing bonus, just over $1 million signing bonus. Really good linebacker, solid player. Not spectacular, not flashy, but he'll get the job done in a way that probably hasn't been done in Green Bay in quite some time. Productive, healthy, stays on the field, knock on whatever. And really, surprisingly swift hips, like loose hips, able to turn and run with linebackers with tight ends and running backs. Guy's got some moves, and I just think he's going to be a nice addition. Maybe even his play, his presence, maybe that even pushes Barnes and Kamal Martin a little bit more too. So all in all, I like that signing a lot. I think that's maybe not a steal, but that's a solid addition this late in the game. Reason Campbell is on his third team in 3 years seems solid. Well, the reason he was let go in Atlanta is because they were having a basically a turnover. And last year, he started the season for Arizona after they drafted Simmons with the idea that they would bring Simmons along slowly, especially after the pandemic. There wasn't an offseason, blah, blah, blah. But as the year went on, they drafted that kid high. They were going to play him regardless. And that's kind of what they started phasing him in. And he was drafted to be the long-term answer, you know. So even though they gave Campbell that contract, they gave him that contract prior to the draft as an idea of like, okay, we'll use him. Oh, wait, here's this really amazing talent that we're going to draft. Just a victim of circumstance, really. I really liked him last year. I was surprised that he was available this season for this long. But yeah, that's, you know, mostly a numbers game in Arizona. Did you hear anything about the undrafted free agent safety at minicamp? I remember people being excited about Goody signing him. Not much, because it's hard as an undrafted guy because you're usually not getting reps with the ones. So you're not going to make a lot of headlines, especially because there's no hitting. There's no physicality allowed. You know, that's how you turn heads in camp. You make plays and you hit people, you know, and that's basically not allowed, especially with the ones in any kind of setting in minicamp. So, all those guys will have a chance to make a name for themselves once the pads come on in a couple weeks. Sherman is still available. I'd rather have him than King. Well, that ain't going to happen, Justin. So you keep wishing. That's a beautiful dream. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Cheesehead TV. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.